Time to level collapse. 47 hours.
If Frank and Maggie found my trap, I didn't receive a notification. The best-case scenario was that they were both dead, and I didn't get credit for it. Of all the achievements in this game, Crawler Killer was one I wanted to avoid. I did not receive any sort of achievement or skill for setting a trap, and it was a safe bet that'd be a thing here. I took that as a good sign. Donut and I did, however, receive an achievement for our fight with Frank Q and Maggie Mai.
New achievement! Bitch meat! You've been attacked by a fellow crawler in a safe zone, and the system has been forced to save your ass. That usually suggests you're either really annoying or you snore. If this were prison, you would now be my bitch.
Wait. Reward? Bitches don't get rewards.
For the first time since we'd entered this ridiculous game, I laughed at one of the stupid notifications. The ride was significantly smoother than I anticipated. We got about 3 or 4 miles per lump of coal, and I had an almost endless supply. We only managed to travel east for a single junction before we hit a wall, and we were forced to choose between north and south. If the map in my head was accurate, we'd hit the edge of Lake Washington above, once again proving that the dungeon didn't truly circle the planet. We went south, traveling down a rough approximation of the I-5 corridor for a short time before passages that went east and west started reappearing. I strongly suspected we needed to head east and inland before we saw any stairwells. But the problem was, directly east was a large mountain range up above, and if the dungeon had been desolate before, it'd be downright abandoned here. Not for another 100 miles. We decided to resume our trek east anyway, heading further away from the western edge of the U.S. coastline. We drove for hours, seeing no sign of people or mobs or stairwells. It was difficult to gauge how fast we were actually moving, but I guessed it was about 20 miles per hour. My chopper pilot skill rose steadily as I drove. Once I hit level 5, the throttle actually allowed me to increase our speed. I didn't want to go too fast, but I felt it was important to find a denser area of the labyrinth. From what little I'd seen on the show, I knew there were areas different than this. I had the sense that these giant squares were nothing more than just filler, like the randomly generated terrain at the edge of some maps in open-world games. As we drove, I made Donut keep her map on full screen so she could better scan the area, looking for points of interest. We saw fewer and fewer training guilds out here, but they were there. The bathrooms continued to be all over the place, and the rest areas dotted the maps too. My thoughts wandered to my father. If he could only see me now, sitting on this thing, holding my legs out so they wouldn't burn on the side of the glorified moped. He'd laugh, call me a damn fool. He'd been a motorcycle guy, not a full-time leather-clad biker. He was more of a weekend warrior. I hadn't talked to or heard from the man in over 12 years. Not since he'd abandoned me that day, leaving me all alone in the world. Before today, I'd never been on a motorcycle in my life. Not that this thing really counted as one. I had a bicycle now that I sometimes rode to work if the weather was good, but I'd never ridden on a dirt bike, let alone anything more powerful. We stopped once to use a restroom that appeared just off the main corridor. Once we entered the hallway, we were beset by a group of bipedal, raccoon-headed monsters that were as tall as my knee. These things were called scat thugs, and the ones here on the edge of the corridor were all level 3. They were about as strong as regular goblins and were armed with needle-like spears. A pair charged me and got skewered by my knee pads. I took all their spears as loot, which were useless to me. But hopefully I'd be able to sell them later. We used the bathroom. Thankfully, neither of us exploded, and we headed out on our way. But the short excursion taught me something important. Those mobs were right there, barely 20 feet from the edge of the never-ending artery. We hadn't seen their dots until we'd stopped the bike and approached the boundary of the alley. The fog of war encroached tighter upon us the faster we were going. That was important to know. We needed a skill or a spell or some sort of special ability that would allow us to navigate better. We were literally driving blind, and I didn't like that. It was only a matter of time before we drove headfirst into a trap. We turned the corner and entered a new quadrant. A pair of humanoid creatures with loincloths and crude clubs saw us and hopped in our direction, hissing. These were 3-foot-tall lizard monsters, the tallest of them almost as high as my hip. They looked like upright Komodo dragons from the waist up. Small, but muscular. Their legs were long and bent, kangaroo-like and scaly.
Troglodyte pygmy, level 2! Oh, these fuckers. With an intelligence just shy of an oft-dropped toddler, the standard troglodyte pygmy warrior would be harmless if it wasn't so damn fast. Or venomous.
Donut hit the first with a magic missile while the second leaped right at me, hissing and baring his giant fangs. I hit it with a right hook, my chain-covered fist smashing its head, changing the creature's trajectory so it splattered against the wall of the tunnel. It exploded like a damn tomato. Donut's target had practically vaporized under her single missile strike. Her magic missile spell had risen to level 5, and she now had the option to choose how many mana points to put into each casting, from 3 to 6. Her intelligence was currently 24, meaning she could fire 8 missiles if she kept the power setting at 3. I poked at the burnt-out husk of troglodyte with my bare toe. It had only been a few days, but I barely felt the ground now when I walked. Random rocks still hurt, but not so much as they would have before. That didn't look like a 3-mana missile.
That was a 6. They really need to make this less disgusting.
If it's a level 2 monster, a 3 will probably one-shot it. Neither dropped any loot. But I took their clubs.
If it's about to bite my face off, it's getting a 6.
We spent the next hour hunting down and killing all the troglodytes we could. The level 3s were called troglodyte bashers, and the level 4s were troglodyte virtuosos. The bashers were twice as big, making them almost human-sized. They didn't have any other special abilities, and they had more regular legs. The virtuosos had a tongue attack that surprised me at first. They were the same size as the level 2s, but they could shoot their tongues almost 15 feet. The thin, wet tongue stung like a whip, inflicting poison, which was immediately canceled thanks to my Nightgaunt cloak. Donut and I were starting to become adept at fighting as a team. She'd wait for an opening to fire her missiles, and I'd move in to finish them off with a kick or a punch. I could tell just by her stance when and where she was going to move. She jumped on my shoulder with ease, using my height to fire on her targets from above. She'd hide behind me, easily slipping between my jacket and cloak, hanging on my back with her claws to avoid a poison attack. Well, any attack, really. We didn't level up yet to 9, but we were well on our way. It seemed after level 8, the amount of experience it took to hit the next level was absurdly high. We were plateauing. Even though I couldn't distribute my stat points, my fighting skills were steadily climbing, giving my attacks more and more damage. The difficulty would probably start all over again when we went down a floor. If we went down a floor. After killing a troglodyte basher, all that was left from one of Donut's missile strikes was the lizard's head, rolling about like a lumpy soccer ball. She jumped down and idly batted at it while I caught my breath. With a single swipe, the skull flew across the hallway and shattered into the wall, leaving a crack in the stones. You need to practice with your claws. My strength is 9 and yours is 18. You are literally twice as strong as I am, and I'm pretty damn strong now. You could probably swipe through steel if you just tried.
Fighting with one's claws is just so inelegant. It's not ladylike.
And shooting lasers out of your eyes is?
Oh my, yes. With my magic missile, I don't get blood on me like a common house cat. I don't end up matted and filthy. Oh, I can't even imagine it. I'd end up looking like Ferdinand.
Who the hell is Ferdinand?
Nobody you'd know.
Just think about it, okay? She didn't answer. We found a troglodyte boss room after a couple hours of grinding through the hallways. This one was a little differently shaped than the others. The room was a long rectangle with what appeared to be a smaller room at the entrance, meaning I wouldn't be able to pull off my bomb from afar method of boss killing. The highest mob in this area was a level 4, meaning, hopefully, the boss wouldn't be too strong. Probably a level 7 or 8. It was dangerous, but we decided to go for it. We hesitantly approached the boss room. The front door to this one was one of those glass, automatic sliding doors, though I couldn't see inside. The sign on the door was in English. It said, "Open 24 hours," and "Fitness, weights, gains." I grabbed a cigarette and lit it. It was my second to last one. I took a deep drag. We stepped inside.